The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. We have to keep this up.
I know, right?
It seems as if every Saturday it's summer again.
I agree. But that being said, I hope everybody did heed my advice and take their hoses off and, you know, be prepared, because even if it doesn't look and feel like it, it's around the corner, and we all know how fast it comes.
The other night, I want to say it was Wednesday morning, the thermometer on my deck, 21 degrees.
We're
at, we're kind of in a little lower area, so I think we get a little bit colder than most of the rest of the city.
Wow. I maybe just purposely don't look at the temperature in the morning. I wait until, you know, it gets to be mid. Oh, good. Forget where it started, but it made it to 60.
Yeah, the dog did not want to stay out very long.
I believe it. Takes them a minute to get used to that.
So I imagine this good weather is very beneficial for people who are out shopping for homes.
Well, to be honest, things have been really quiet. And, you know, I wasn't too crazy alarmed because I've had a great year, but all of a sudden things just seemed to go to sleep. And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just my business. And then I went to a meeting that the general manager of RE/MAX Results held middle of the week. And he said that he had done some research, and 7 of the past 8 presidential elections, the market literally saw like a 4 to 6 week lull right up until election day.
That's interesting.
And then after election day, things just business back to usual. And obviously it hasn't been one party winning the last 8, you know, so it doesn't seem to matter who wins or loses. It's more about uncertainty. And now we know where we're headed and get back to work, get back to life. I don't know. So, you've probably noticed it in your investments as well. I mean, we should have just things just, kind of take a little reprieve, I guess.
It is the psychology of it is kind of interesting that people, as you pointed out, it doesn't matter who wins. It's this uncertainty or whatever it may be that I'm just going to hold back for a little bit.
Yeah. Let's just make sure the world doesn't, you know, blow up or fade away, or I don't know what the worries are. They're real. So, I was happy to hear that. I was happy to hear it wasn't just me. And I was actually able to, you know, share that information with some people that have felt like they're on the market too long. But again, like one of my sellers is like, Robin, we are so stressed out. I'm like, wait a minute. We've been on the market 12 days. It is not okay to be so stressed out. When I met with you, I told you that houses in your price range are on average selling in 41 days. So let's not be getting stressed out because we've only had 3 lookers in 12 days.
Yeah, you're 25% of the period in.
No, we're okay.
You know, I'm thinking with this lull, it seems to be documented. If I'm a buyer, this would be ideal time to put your toe in there.
You're right, because you know what? These people who feel like, oh my gosh, no one's been in my house for 2 weeks. What's going to happen? And then all of a sudden you come in and ask for $10,000 off. They're going to be like, where do I sign? You know, like seriously, it does motivate sellers if they feel like things are, now, if they have a good agent working with them that's telling them, no, just a minute, this doesn't affect the value of your home. Everything's going to be okay. But it's not, you know, it's not equal across a board for sure.
So but you're right. Find that motivated seller.
Yep. That feels like, boy, winter's around the corner. I don't want to be snow plowing at 2 houses. We've already moved out. Let's just dump it. So, yeah, there are deals out there to be had for sure.
I know with my daughter, with your assistance up in Duluth, with your recommendations, that's what she came upon, a person who was moving out of state, was getting nervous about the move out of state, and all of a sudden they were willing to take an offer that I don't think you know, honestly, they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, they got, I mean, your daughter ended up with instant equity, which is ideal, you know. So now, whenever she decides to move, let's say she decides, okay, now I'm ready to start a family. I want to live closer to grandma and grandpa. I'm coming back to Rochester. Let's say it's 5 years from now. She's going to have a lot of equity in her home for living in it in a short time.
Yes.
And then what we're going to recommend is that she takes all that equity and immediately puts it down to bring her payment down so that she's living in a bigger house, better house. Even though the rates are a little higher because of her equity down payment, she's still going to be able to live at that same, you know, cost that she's been living. So that equity will be a lifesaver.
And actually, where they're at, the rates, they're a little bit lower, but they're not that much lower than what they had because they drifted down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So no, they'll be good. It'll be good. And that's my goal, right, is to help people make this great investment, not just find the house that they love, because, yeah, that's important, but, geez, I built my own house and there's things I would change about it. You know, and I hear that all the time. So it's about having a good house that you're definitely comfortable living in, but it's really about making a great investment so that when it's time to leave that house, you've now, I mean, I was at a listing appointment this week where the folks bought it 10 years ago. Now we all can do our math, and 10 years ago was, you know, 2010, which we know what was going on in the real estate market, but they bought the house for $120,000. They put a little money into it, but they're still in it for less than $200,000, and we're going to be able to sell it closer to $340,000.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So not only has it provided them shelter for 10 years, and they've enjoyed living there, and it's been a home that they've created lots of memories in, it's also going to make them a nice little chunk of change. And that's the goal for me. So it's all about helping you. You know, it's funny, you hear the thing about realtors wear a lot of hats. You know, sometimes we're a counselor, sometimes we're a matchmaker, sometimes we're an investment banker. You know, we do a lot of different things, but if we're doing our job and doing it well, we should be taking all of those things into consideration, right? Helping people find the right house on many levels, not just, oh, we like this house, we like where it's located. Well, great, but you're paying too much. And if you want to sell it 5 years from now, you're barely going to get your money back, and that's not good. So, yeah, you definitely want to look at all of that.
And when you're talking about the equity moving forward, the part that I don't think people consider when they do that. I mean, obviously, this is how much you're going to come away after the close because of the, you know, what is considered a capital gain. But if you right. look back and you think about what you would have been paying on rent during yes. those years that you lived yes. in that home,
yes,
you got to add that on top of that number to get what your real gain is.
Exactly. So bottom line is, again, my tagline, it has become my tagline, your house is the bank account that you live in. It is your bank account that you live in. It is your vehicle to building wealth long term. So it's so important to invest wisely. That doesn't mean go out and spend more than you can afford. It doesn't mean buy something that's living above your means. None of that. There's something out there for every single price point. And sometimes I'm encouraging people to live below their means. With one exception, when the interest rates were like 2.5, I'm like, you're going to max out to whatever you can afford because you're locked in for 30 years at yeah, this rate.
It's almost free money at that point.
You're going to build equity like crazy. I did that with my own kids, right? It's like, this is smart. They're like, really? Is this smart? Yes, this is smart. So, but it's all about budget. It's all about what can we afford to pay each month comfortably, but at the same time being wise about our investments so that it is building us money while we're living here. And you know what the other key factor is, guys? Take care of it.
Yes.
You have to take care of your asset. It's so disheartening when I go to a listing appointment and someone has just let their home go. It's like, oh my gosh, this would be worth so much more if you had just done the things. Just, you know, taken care of it. Kept the leaves out of the gutter, which would have kept the water out of the basement. Or kept the landscaping leaning away from the house, which would have kept the water away from the foundation. Or, you know, just the things, because water is really a devil. You know, it's really damaging on a house. And so many times It's an easy, easy fix. So just know your house, know how to maintain your house, know that if you have EIFS siding, it's not maintenance free. It does need to be caulked. There are handyman services that will come once a year and do that. It's not crazy expensive, but if you don't keep it up and you let moisture get behind it, that is crazy expensive.
Yes, it is.
So know your home, know how to maintain it, and then by golly, do it. Do it.
And the other aspect of this, and this is something you brought up in a previous program, those upgrades to your home that some people wait until just before they sell to consider doing.
Yes.
Why? Right? Because you can enjoy the upgrade and still get the value out of it.
If you know how many people have done like new flooring, new countertops, new kitchen cabinets, new windows, one or many of those things just to get their house ready for the market so that they can get top dollar. I'm like, now don't you wish, they're like, don't even bring it up. I'm so sad that we didn't do this. We could have enjoyed it, you know? So yeah, it's, you know, just keep it going as you go, right? You've all heard my story about me wanting to change my granite, but we built our house in 2005 and black granite was all the rage. All right. Some people still have black granite and they love it. And that's
fine. I'm raising my hand right now.
Yeah. And that's fine. And do you still have it or do you still have it and love it? Be honest.
I still have it and I still love it.
Okay, good. Well, I had it in my upstairs kitchen, my downstairs kitchen, and all four bathrooms. Okay. And I got about as sick of looking at black granite, and they were all different black granites, gold running through one, you know, whatever. They were all beautiful when I put them in and I loved them all. And I loved my humble gold paint on my walls. But guess what? When that went out, I painted it. So you can either keep it that way. And then when it's time to sell it, you now have a dated house, or you can just stay with the times. Well, it came time for me to get rid of the black granite. And Scott said, this is where I put my foot down. You're not changing it. You're not getting rid of $5,000 worth of perfectly good granite. And I'm like, oh. You know, he came home one day and there was some guys measuring the kitchen counters. He goes, maybe measuring for some new white, not granite, but what's the other stuff?
I know what you're talking about. It's quartz.
Quartz, yep. And so now both of my kitchens and all of my bathrooms. Nope, not all my bathrooms. I still have black granite in my master bathroom. That'll be my next project. But the rest of them all have white quartz. And I love it. And I said, well, we can just keep doing it as we go, or we can wait until we decide to sell someday and then say, oh, nobody wants this 30-year-old dated house. We're going to have to update it before we put it on the market and then spend the money and the time and love it just to pass it on to the next person.
Or you could be like me and just hope everybody comes back around too.
Yeah, it probably will. It probably will, actually. And I'm going to tell you this, if black granite becomes all the rage, I will not be asking to change that. That's a promise.
Well, you know, I think if I was talking to Scott right now, I was going to say, Scott, why did you even try to fight that battle? You knew you were going to lose.
True. But I wouldn't do it again because it's like, okay, point taken. I should have just left it alone. We're done.
Let's take a break, Robin. We'll be back in just a few seconds with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. And Robin, during the break, you mentioned you have a new member of the team you would like to introduce.
I do. I'm so excited because, as you know, I want all of our viewers, our listeners, to meet our team as we grow, and we continue to do that, and it's exciting times. So our newest agent is Beth Beaver, and she lives over in the Wabasha area. She definitely will be an active member in the Wabasha community as far as listing and selling properties, but I can already see from the short time she's been in the business that she's not going to limit herself to Wabasha. So I'll let you meet Beth.
Hi, good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Sort of. Welcome to the program. Maybe just tell us something about yourself and how you ended up working with Robin at Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results.
Well, I've actually spent most of my career working in agriculture and, you know, living in a small town. And actually, my husband and Robin were childhood friends and grew up in the same small town. And I've done transactions with Robin in the past and was just having a conversation one day and just asked her whether or not, asked her a little bit about what she does and whether or not she thought that this might be a good fit for me. And here we are.
Wow.
And
so, it
turns out it's been a great
And I guess, what have you found out since you decided to get into selling and helping people with real estate transactions?
Well, I've always liked working with, you know, land and real estate. So as far as that portion of working on Robin's team, that's come just, I get to continue doing something that I already enjoyed. And I have spent most of my career in sales. And whether you're working, you know, in agriculture or working in real estate, a lot of the same principles apply. And so I just really enjoy customers, really enjoy, you know, servicing people to help them find what is going to be good for their lifestyle. And I think that's, you know, that's the name of the game. It's just trying to do what's right for the customer so that at the end of the day, they're happy with the transaction.
And I know,
I'll tell you that.
And I know with Robin, the Gwaltney Group team part is so important and working together as a team.
Yeah.
How's that been since you've joined up?
I feel really fortunate to be working on a fun team. It's fast paced. People bounce ideas off of one another. The team has been super helpful to me. Whenever I've had a question or needed assistance with somebody or just needed help actually sitting down with a customer to, you know, go through a purchase agreement, for example, just always feeling like I'm very supported. And to me, that's a lot of fun to be able to work in that kind of environment.
Yeah, they are a great bunch. I've met quite a few of them over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. And people really care about one another's success, and that's important.
And getting into real estate, is there anything, I guess, is there a specialty that you'd like to pursue within real estate?
Well, right now I've been working mainly in residential. But I would like to venture out into some agricultural type business as well, but kind of getting my feet wet right or getting a taste of it with houses right now, and hopefully we'll venture
out. She's not getting her feet wet in any of the basements, so don't be lying.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
And Robin tells me, obviously, you're working in Rochester because that's where the team is headquartered, but you'll be concentrating your efforts over in the Wabasha Lake City area?
A little bit of both, but yes, I'd like to work in Wabasha and Lake City, but the Rochester market is a lot of fun to work in, and I've enjoyed coming in, so you can just be in that team environment. So I do expect that I'll spend 2 or 3 days a week in the Rochester area, unless it's 30 below and we've got a foot of snow on. Yes.
And I guess I always offer this to everybody, and Robin especially, but if somebody wants to reach out to you, if they're interested in working with you, if they have something happening with the real estate, whether to buy or sell, how do they get a hold of you?
Actually, give me a call. I'm at 507-460-2108 is my phone number. And just beth@gwaltneygroup.com is my email address.
Easy peasy, as they say.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. That would be great.
All right, Beth. It's been great chatting with you, and I'm sure we'll have a future meet down the road here.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Beth. Robin? We should take another break.
All right.
We'll do that real quick and come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And you know what I'm going to ask, Robin? Do you have any listings?
Okay. So, you know, I should have said this when Beth was on with us, but I'm going to keep her busy over in Lake City when we get those Aurora condos going, which we actually have them in the MLS now. So I know I've talked about them on the show the last couple of weeks, but I want people to go out and look at them online and do the little video walkthroughs that they have online. They're so awesome. If you drive down Middle Lake City on Highway 61, you'll see the big sign now because the sign went up. So it's happening. It's getting real.
I saw your Facebook post with a picture of what the building will look like.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, and it looks right on the lake.
Yeah, and so there's a couple different price points. The high-end ones there are going to be $950,000. And those are two bedrooms, two baths. Now, remember, thinking luxury here, right? Two-car garage in the building and two parking spots in the building. And they have the beautiful view of the lake and the harbor and just high-end finishes. Then there's another model that is mid-eights. I think the one we have listed in that model is $849,900. And then I think we have one of the one bedrooms. Yes, yeah, so a one bedroom, one bath. And that one is $499,900. And that's also absolutely beautiful. And it's 1,200 square feet and the same high end finishes. And remember, they have all those amenities we talked about. There's that beautiful rooftop that the owners can use with a sauna up there and a bar and outdoor games. And yeah, just a gorgeous place. It's going to be something that is completely new to the market because times are changing, right? And so we're ready to start embracing these. You go other markets and it's like, oh yeah, we all have those. But this is new for us and we're super excited about it.
And you, when you first mentioned this, you said that in people looking for investment property could get in on this, but those who are owner occupants would have a even better experience than those who would come in.
Yeah, well, because you can own it as a VRBO, but if you rent it out, then the renters will not have access to those private amenities. They won't be able to go up on the rooftop with the other owners. Now, if you're there staying and you own it and you have friends over, well, yes, by all means, you can take those people into the workout room with you or up to the rooftop. But it just, if you choose to do the VRBO or Airbnb or whatever it's going to be, then those renters just won't have access
sure.
to them.
But it's an advantage because
protecting sellers. That's protecting the other property owners.
Yeah.
So I think it's a smart move.
But it's also nice that they allow the flexibility that you can do that if you wish, because some properties won't let you.
Agreed. But now, if you're one of those people that are like, oh my God, I've been just waiting for a luxury condo on the water. I can't wait till these are finished. You don't have to wait until they're finished because we also have one at 225 Lawrence Boulevard in Wabasha, which is literally a half a block up river from the National Eagle Center. And this particular unit is on the third floor. It's a corner unit, so it's got windows on three sides, so tons of sunlight, three bedrooms, two-car garage, three bathrooms. It has over 2,000 square feet, and it is completely furnished with very nice furnishings, which for the right offer, all of those things could stay. So you don't have to wait until the ones in Lake City are built if you don't want to. Now, if you want to, we'll take your reservation for the ones in Lake City. But if you don't want to, call us and we'll get you into this one down in Wabasha, Lawrence Boulevard.
And the one in Wabasha, you get a boat slip with it, right?
You do. Oh, I like something. Doing your homework. I like it. And we have some other properties down in Wabasha if you want to just have a place. Everybody loves Wabasha. I mean, if you've been there, you'll love it. It's just the way it is. It's just a quaint little, I don't know, it's just a special place. And maybe I feel that way because that's where I grew up. That's where I went to school, you know, all the way from K through 12. It's a very welcoming, warm, friendly town, and it's quiet. And sometimes people who live in Rochester or live in the Twin Cities and have hectic jobs, stressful jobs, you know, lots of chaos, like to come there on the weekends and just kind of turn back the clock and go back in time to when life was simpler.
You know, decompress.
Yeah, and so it's really great for that. And for those who like to golf, we do have a great listing. Speaking of Beth, this is her listing, you know, and it's beautiful. It's at 207 Skyline Heights in Wabasha, and it is a 1995 walkout ranch. It has 3,560 square feet. It's 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, and a 3-car garage on the golf course, and it is nice. And that one's 525. So we've got that, and we also have, let's see, I thought we had something else in Wabasha. Maybe not. Maybe we got them all sold. Yep, we got the farm sold. We got the little white house on 2nd Street sold. So, yeah, we're running out of inventory in Wabasha. So if you live in Wabasha and you want to sell your house, give us a call because we could use more inventory over there.
How about the judge's house?
Well, we have somebody working on that.
Okay.
It's not a done deal, so it is still available. That's that beautiful, beautiful house on Lawrence Boulevard. That is, we've talked about it. It's like a museum inside there. It's like a little time capsule. Beautiful. $750,000. Has a great big yard. Wabasha has that ordinance where you can put up a second unit, you know, like a second dwelling. If you want to put your mother-in-law on your right on your yard, nothing's stopping you from doing that. So I had one person say, we might buy it, use it as a VRBO and put a second dwelling up. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Please just let somebody buy this and fix it up and live in it and love it. But I guess, you know, we'll take whatever buyer comes along. We're not judging. That's for sure. There's rules against that.
I saw the photos of the porch. I love the porch.
There's a porch on each end. They're so cute. It's just so comfy. And so it's just very, very nice. We have lots of properties in Rochester, all price ranges. We've got one here at 1882 Cary Drive Northeast. This is a newer listing. This one has, it's been on the market less than a week. It's 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3-car garage. It was built in 2016. The yard's really nice. It's 0.4 acres. It's a really popular neighborhood over there. Lots of people just flock to that place after Century High School was built, right? And so that whole section of town has just built up, I think, based on Century High School for the
absolutely
most. Lots of families over there, lots of kids. Anyway, that one's 6499, and it's got great curb appeal. It's in really nice condition. It has a huge kitchen. Oh my gosh, if you love a huge kitchen, you will definitely be attracted to that house. We have another one over there on that side of town, Jasper. I don't have that one printed out for some reason. I talked about it before, but it's a nice split. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and then part of the basement is there's an office finished in the basement, but then part of the basement is unfinished, so it could have a 4th bedroom and a 3rd bath. And that one is $357,900, I believe. So that one has a solar panels on the roof.
Okay.
Interested in that. And then in Northeast, we've got 1521 Wilshire Drive Northeast. That's a 1930s house. It's been on the market also just under a week. It's got 5 bedrooms, 2 baths. People used to have a lot more kids, didn't they? I mean,
yes,
this one was built in 1930, and it has 1.9 acres right over there in the middle of that neighborhood.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can have all that for $369,900.
Wow.
So you're like, I want a little space around me, but I don't have that big budget to go buy the, you know, high ticket houses. Well, I think this is a great deal. Had a lot of showings, but no offer yet, but I don't suspect it's going to take a long time.
Great.
That one out in Casson, 106 7th Avenue, Southwest Casson. It was built in 1951. It's a two bed, two bath, three car garage. Have a little house to go with your garage. One of those deals. $247,900.
Gotta love the garage.
All right. So.
All right, Robin.
Oh, do I have time for one more or not?
Go ahead.
I've got one up on 1176 Fox Hill Court Southwest. Beautiful, beautiful, high-end side-by-side townhome. So just connected to one other unit. Four bedrooms, three baths, two-car garage. Built in 2019, $829,900. Turnkey. Beautiful.
All right, Robin. So if you want to head down to beautiful, quaint, and wonderful Lake City or Wabasha or anywhere else here in southeastern Minnesota.
Anywhere else in southeast Minnesota. We got you.
How do they get a hold of you, Robin?
Absolutely. Call my cell phone anytime. As you all know, it's always in my hand. And if I'm not talking to somebody else, I will take your call. If I can't take it, I'll call you back. 507-259-4926. And I truly look forward to your phone calls.
All right, Robin. Fantastic talking with you again, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Great. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, at News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and at